Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. Today's guest is Julie Pinnell. Julie writes women's fiction. Her latest, Louisiana Lookie, poses a question, what would you do if you win the Powerball? In this question, we chat about Julie's writing process, her latest book, and of course, around the book recommendations. Now let's go to the interview. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was born and raised in Louisiana. I grew up in Shreveport, and I started writing there. That was actually where I got my first writing experience. I was working at the local paper when I was 14 years old, doing reporting and writing a teen column for them. And I kind of feel like they're the reason why I am where I am today. So kind of fun about that. I always wanted to work in magazines. So after college, I decided to just move to New York City, test it out, see if I could get a job. And I got a job at 17 Magazine, which was my absolute favorite magazine in my entire life. I was very lucky. And then I lived in New York for about 12 years and I'm currently living in Philadelphia with my husband and two sons. My first novel, The Young Wives Club, came out in 2017. And my current novel will be coming out on August 4th. It's called Louisiana Lucky, and it's about three sisters in small town Louisiana who are down on their luck, and they win a huge jackpot with the Powerball of $204 million.
I'm excited. I can't wait to talk to you about the book and just talk about your writing process. So I'm curious, you live in New York for 12 years. I live in New York for 14 years. Which boroughs did you live?
So I started out on the Upper East Side, okay. And then moved down to the Financial District, which is where I lived for the majority of my time. And then when I got married, my husband was working in Brooklyn, so we moved over to that area. I love it so much. I really miss New York. It'll always be a part of my soul, just like Louisiana. And I'm sure Philly will one day when I leave, if I leave it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I end up working for the bulk of my time at the Financial District. So that was like the neighborhood that I hung out. I live in Jersey City and I live in Brooklyn. So it was just like, but the neighborhood that I hang out the most because I was working there was the Financial District, Tribeca, Fairview Park City, that whole area. Yeah. So it's kind of fun. So I love talking to transplants and to people who left New York, you know. So there's a special place in our heart. So what inspired you to become a writer?
So when I was little, I always used to write little stories. And my mom and dad would read them. And of course, they were like very supportive parents and, you know, oh, that's so good, so good. And it wasn't until I was in middle school that I entered a short story fiction contest for a teen magazine. And I won honorable mention and I got my name in the magazine. And I think that was the first time that I realized that I could do this and people other than my mom and dad like actually liked my writing. And maybe I could make a career out of it. So that was kind of what inspired my writing. And then from then on, I just like, I've always, you know, been writing. Like I worked at the paper and then,
so how has your journalism magazine experience help inform your writing a novel? How did that
impact? I always tell aspiring writers, like the number one thing is to just write as much as possible and just like get that experience down, even if it's like journaling, whatever. And I think that that is what helped me, because writing a novel is a lot of words. Mm-hmm. You have to feel comfortable sitting in front of the computer and writing. And so, you know, when I was a teenager, I started writing every single week. I was writing a column for the newspaper. And I still continue even now. I am a contributor to the Today Show's website. Mm-hmm. So I write articles for them when I'm not writing my novel, and it just, I feel like it just kind of keeps me sharp.
That's awesome. What was your journey to get your first book published?
So my journey, I was working with book editors at my, one of my jobs in New York City, and I was the digital editor. And I had always like told them like I wanted to write a novel, and so I would always pitch them ideas and try to you know, see if they were interested. And then I always got shot down. And then I finally, when I pitched the Young Wives Club, they actually were very interested in it, and I feel like that was the first time that it kind of stuck, and so I felt like I had something there. And so right around that time, my husband, who was my fiance at the time, came up to me and was like, you know, I got this crazy opportunity to go work at in Oxford, England for a year. And I was like, do it. You should do it. And I'll go with you and write this book, and I'll quit my job and like do my dream. So we did it. And that was kind of how I got to write this novel. I like joined a writer's group in Oxford, which was hilarious because it was like just, you know, just a bunch of very different kinds of stories, if you can imagine, like Oxford people. But they were amazing, and it was just such a magical experience.
That's fascinating. So let's talk about your writing. Did you follow an outline, or do you see where the story leads you?
So I follow an outline. It's funny because prior to the Young Wives Club, I would try to write, I've tried to write a couple of stories of novels, and I would always get to like 20,000 words, but I wasn't outlining it. So I wouldn't know like where I was going. So I would get stuck in the middle of the story and not have anywhere else to go. And the Young Wives Club was the first one that I actually went all the way through with, because I plotted it all out chapter by chapter. Mm-hmm. So I think that that was kind of what I needed. I know that there are other authors who also can just like do whatever, go through the whole book without plotting anything. And I'm so jealous of all of them, but I need to know where it's going. And of course, while I'm going, you know, things change because characters totally have a mind of their own, but for the most part, you know, it stays the same.
I love it. So how do you organize yourself as a writer? How do you keep track of your ideas, inspirations, characters?
So I keep a Google Doc open at all times when I'm writing, and so I'll keep notes of things, just character's hair color or the car that they drive, so that I'm not messing that up when I'm going through. And then I also, for both of my books, I kept private Pinterest boards. Mm-hmm. Where I would take visuals. So for example, if there was a celebrity that I thought might, you know, look like the character that I'm writing about, I would kind of pin them so that I could see them when I'm writing about that character. Or if a character wore a really formal dress, I would look online and try to find one so that I could have some kind of description to write out what that looked like. So that was really helpful.
That's awesome. I love using Pinterest. I think it's like a very visual inspiration. Yeah. Just to put it in one place and you can look at it and you're like, oh, here it is. Yeah. So yeah, that's really cool. So do you share your work along the way, or do you wait till it's completed for others to read?
So I share my work along the way with my only first reader, who is my mom.
Oh, yay!
She is the best, because, so she reads every single draft of every single chapter. So she's read a million things of mine. I'm so thankful for her. But she is the best cheerleader, obviously, like enthusiastic and encouraging. And so that actually helps me like keep going, you know, when I'm, it's nice to have like someone on the sideline being like, go, this is great, keep going. But she's also really good at like telling me if something's not working. And I also use her as kind of a brainstorm if I'm stuck with something, just to kind of talk it out. You know, I think that that's really helpful to have.
That's really awesome. So do you write linear, or do you write based on like, you know, scenes here and there, or?
I have to write from start to finish. And
okay.
For literally every single thing, like not even just novels, but like articles, like I have to start with the first sentence and go to the last sentence. It's very hard for me to like switch things around, because then I just
yeah, I feel you. I was like, I'm always curious, because I know some writers write like, don't write a scene at the end and then they just mix and match, and like I feel like my brain doesn't compute. I'm like, I just want to start from the beginning to the end.
Well, you also have to like know if it flows well, you know,
and
like
yeah.
It would, I feel like I would get confused if I was writing.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about Louisiana Lucky. What was your source of inspiration?
I mean, doesn't everyone want to win an obscene amount of money? I felt like a lot of people could relate to that. But also in my first book, The Young Wives Club, there was a very small plot line. Where one of the characters wins a little bit of money in a scratch-off with the lottery. And so I had a lot of fun just like writing that scene, and it kind of like inspired a bigger, you know, jackpot and story.
So what would you do if you won the lottery?
I knew I would get this question in my interviews. Right now, like, I need a bigger house. So that's the first thing that I would buy. I just envision like a mansion with tons of like land where my boys can run around. We live in the city right now and we don't have outdoor space, which is terribly sad, especially in the pandemic. So yeah, that is the first thing that I would do.
I love it. So let's talk about, what kind of research did you conduct to get the lottery win? Actions, right? You know, what happens when you win the lottery, and even what do you do, and how you overspend it or not spend it?
Right. Yeah. I sadly don't have firsthand experience of that. So I had a very long, great conversation phone call with the communications director for the Louisiana Lottery Corporation, and she was mm-hmm. so helpful. And she kind of just talked me through the entire process of winning the lottery from the second you win, like what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sign the back of the ticket through, you know, how you actually turn it in. Do you just, you know, obviously you don't just like bring it to the gas station that you bought it from. And even to the press conference, like what the press conference is like, what the reporters ask, how the people feel when, you know, like, are they nervous when they go up there? So that was just like, I wanted it to be very authentic, because again, I didn't have anything to compare it to in real life. I knew what I would feel if I won the lottery though. So I kind of brought that in. So yeah, she was super helpful though.
Yeah. I was fascinated that you have to take a selfie with your lottery win ticker. And I was like, oh, it makes sense. You
should. Well, maybe that was a little fabricated.
It's totally fine, but at the same time, if something happens, you can show, like, you got a picture with the lottery ticket.
That they say that you have to do, but I thought that that would be a really cute scene where they're taking a selfie. But also, like, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? They need to post, it's pleasure, you know, like, showcase, you won the ticket. Awesome. So each sister goes through a period of spending and changes thanks to a lottery win. And you realize the changes may not be the right changes. Why was it important to showcase each journey? Because they each had the patterns happen. They're like, there's this drastic changes happened within the first couple months. And then they realize, like, oh no, this is not what I want.
So I think that everybody, including me, always has this fantasy that money and material items can change your life for the better. But then you also see these stories of like the lottery horror stories, where, you know, people lose everything and their lives just go crazy because they've got all this money, and it's not always for the best. So I really wanted to showcase that and kind of make this book more about self-discovery and more about love and giving to others, and family. And that's what makes you rich, ultimately.
Yeah. What are you working next?
So I am in the development of a new project. So more news to come.
I'm scared. Now let's get to Roundup of Recommendations. This is an opportunity for you to share with our audience what they should read next. What is your favorite genre?
I love women's fiction. Also just like beach reads, anything that's like just really captivates you and keeps you reading forever. like I just want to sit at a beach and just like read all day. That's my fantasy.
Me too. So who's your favorite author or authors?
I have so many. I really love a good Mary Kate Andrews book. I just think her writing is so witty, and I love her southern settings. I'm currently reading her new book, Hello Summer, which I especially love because it's about a newspaper editor. So mm-hmm. I'm getting to relive all of that with mine.
Yeah.
I actually had a character in Louisiana Lucky who is also a newspaper writer or reporter, so which is kind of my love letter to local newspapers. And I think that this book is Mary Kay Andrews' love letter to newspapers, so I kind of love that.
Yeah, I think your book is a good book vibe with Mary Kay Andrews. Like Louisiana Lucky, Hello Summer are good book vibes because of the newspaper angle, the small town, yeah. You know, coming to terms with like a failing newspaper, and you're like, we're gonna fix it, you know, and trying to find different strategies how to fix it. Yeah, whether it's cash influx or whether it's investigative journalism or, you know, or digital, you know. So that's awesome. So what book have you read this past year that you love?
So I just read Christy Woodson Harvey's Feels Like Falling, and I loved it. It was just so heartfelt and sweet, as all of her writing is. I love all of her books. It also just like really made me feel like I was at the beach, which is something that I really needed right now during the pandemic. So yeah, I really loved that one.
I love it. So tell us where to find you online.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Julie Pens. So like Julie, J-U-L-I-E, and Pens, like I pen a novel, P-E-N-S.
I love it. Thank you, Julie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.